Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. My name's Mark.
And I'm Johnson.
In the last segment, last hour, we had a caller call in about Zachary Hammond, the story out of the Washington Post. I think it's worth reading because it's interesting sort of looking at the news cycle on just a bunch of different sides here. So Zachary Hammond was on his on a first date when he was fatally shot by a police officer in his car during a drug bust in South Carolina, his family says. At the time, the 19-year-old was shot and killed. His date, Tori Morton, was eating an ice cream cone. It doesn't sound like a bunch of criminals here. According to the family's attorney, Eric Bland, Morton, 23, was arrested and charged with possession of marijuana. All 10 grams of it, which, according to police, was the reason undercover agents set up the drug buy. The official police report never mentioned the two gunshots that killed Hammond on July the 26th at a Hardee's parking lot. Seneca, listen to that. The police report never mentioned it. Seneca police say a second report, which has not been released to the public, details the officer's account of the shooting. Amid heightened scrutiny of fatal police shootings across the country, Hammond's death has prompted numerous questions, few answers, and almost no national coverage. More than a week after Hammond's death, his family's attorney says race is almost certainly playing a role in the disconcerting silence. Unlike the victims in the highest-profile police shootings over the past year, in cities from Ferguson and Cleveland to North Charleston and Cincinnati, Hammond was white. It's sad, but I think the reason is, unfortunately, the media and our government officials have treated the death of an unarmed white teenager differently than they would have if this were the death of an unarmed black teen, Bland told the Washington Post this week. The hypocrisy that has been shown towards this is really disconcerting. So I think that one thing's important here is that we're looking at is it's not just like it's activists, but it's also the media, right? Like the media is scared to get involved here. There's this meme that's going on between this argument that's going on between the Black Lives Matter folks and the new All Lives Matter folks. And I mean, Hammond thoroughly fits this All Lives Matter narrative, right? And for some reason, nobody's like, is it because the news media is afraid to look racist by reporting on a white person who's been shot?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I could not say. He added the issue should never be what is the color of the victim. The issue should be why is an unarmed teen gunned down in a situation where deadly force was not even justified? So far this year, 25% of the people shot dead by police have been black, according to data collected by the Washington Post, but black people make up only 13% of the U.S. population. Police say the officer is a victim of attempted murder by Hammond, who was driving the vehicle. Now, this often gets said, right? Like the cars, you know, the person's trying to leave the scene. The police officer's like, I could have died. That car moved quickly next to me. And that's what they say. And there was a teacher, might have been an elementary school teacher who the police officer like jumps in the hood of the car and she hits the gas or hits the brake or something. And he just boom, shoots her through the windshield. And they get away with this one because it's like the cars. You know, maybe you should take down a license plate and then, you know, follow these people, you know,
to do it. Yeah, they've got that new device or whatever that goes boom, and it's like a little air cannon that shoots a little magnetic device, a GPS right to the back of the car.
That would be great. I don't know if they probably don't have that on their belt.
Yeah.
They can't be Batman, you know, they can't have everything on their belt.
Why couldn't you have a GPS and like a flare gun? Done.
Well, you know, I think that it's difficult to find solutions to these problems, but one of the things I wonder is if like when you're looking for less than lethal options, what about rubber bullets? I mean, they've got them. The police departments have them. They're not expensive. You don't have to have a new thing to carry on your belt.
They can still kill people, by the way, especially at close range.
You can kill people with rubber bullets. There's no doubt. It's just less lethal.
Right.
And
I don't know whether or not I'd want them to have rubber bullets over tasers, you know.
Well, I'm just wondering whether they shouldn't be carrying around bullets in their guns from the get-go, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, sure. Hey, it looks like I'm going to need bullets. I'll take out my clip, mag and slide it in and rack the rack and then, you know, I'm ready to go. I'm sure the police don't like that idea, but there's a lot of people that are dying. Even unarmed people that are dying at the hands of police in this country. There's no other nation on the planet that's like this. Some changes need to come, and police departments need to figure out those changes really quick.
Right.
Sitting back on their heels and going, doing the defense thing, the no, 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 no defense, that is not going to work. Police departments, you need to get on your job. You need to come up with solutions for the 1,500 people who are getting killed in this country every year, or the American people are going to come up with solutions, and you're not going to like it. Police departments, police, just like every other group of people, love to believe that they're this persecuted underclass. Well, I got news for you. The police have more power than you do. They're not a persecuted underclass. Yes, cop lives matter, but police did take a job to put their lives on the line. That's kind of the oath that they take, right? They're putting their lives on the line to save the citizenry. So, do their lives matter? Yes, they do. But they shouldn't matter as much as regular individuals. They're getting hazard pay for a reason. Anyway, going on here, the police say that the officer was the victim of an attempted murder by Hammond, who was driving the vehicle. According to Seneca Police Chief John Covington, Hammond was driving the car toward the officer who was trying to make the stop. Of course, we don't have any video, no dash video or anything like that, which makes this very difficult to, people are beginning to believe police less and less. This is the narrative that you're dealing with out there, and it's a reality. The officer fired twice, striking Hammond in the shoulder and the torso. His death was classified a homicide. An autopsy conducted by the Oconee County Coroner's Office did not specify from which direction the bullet hit his body. The claim is, though, that it came from the back. Let's go to Charles calling in from Arizona. Charles, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yes, I'd like to discuss police procedure. Okay. In these matters, when they pull somebody over, they have the license number, the registered owner, and where they live before they even approach the vehicle.
Sure.
So there's, yep. I mean, there's no jumping out of the way. I mean, they know. Even if a person drives off, they have the info.
Yep. Well, I think we'd be a lot better off if this Hammond kid had a warrant out for his arrest right now, right? Like, the police should have a picture of his face from their chest cam or whatever, and then there wouldn't be any doubts. Even if the car was registered to somebody else and he had it, we'd be a lot better off than just shooting off into a car.
It's unacceptable.
Yep.
In our society, this is nuts.
And, I'm thinking about that situation. I can't remember the cop's name, but the one cop that ran off in California that was on the lam, and he had apparently, I think he'd shot other police or something like that. Can't remember his name. It was like a year and a half ago or something like that.
Yeah, he caused all kinds of mayhem.
Yeah, he did, but the police were, like, shooting up a truck and another car. They, like, put 80 rounds into some truck, destroying this vehicle. I think they killed some people that, had nothing to do with anything. And
it's really sad.
People aren't these police and other people oftentimes when they employ their firearms, they're not thinking about who's around. They're, like, thinking, I'm going to shoot that guy there. Well, it doesn't always work that way. Handguns, notoriously inaccurate. Maybe it's the lack of training. Maybe it's the maybe it's the weapon in generally. But
I was a certified instructor for many years, and one of the first things besides training every gun as if it was loaded, was if you intended to shoot, you were absolutely certain of your backdrop.
That's what my dad told me. Thanks for the call there, Charles. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 21 days by calling 1-800-939-8536. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 21-day in-home trial. 1-800-939-8536. That's 1-800-939-8536.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. We're talking about the situation with Zachary Hammond. He's a young man, teenager. 19 count as a teenager? I mean, yeah, I guess it is.
It's a teen.
It says teen. He was shot in the back by a police officer. And
I mean, at this point, I would say, you know, we might as well just be calling it 20.
20?
Yeah.
I see. Because young people are less responsible than they were some time ago?
Is yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Okay. It seems like that's true, but I think to some extent that's they're victims of the economy, right? They weren't able to get jobs.
It just seems like these days, you know, and just generally also in terms of like psychological development, that you're not really a real person. And sorry if whoever I'm offending out there, but you're not really a real person until you're about 25.
Well, I like the person that I began to be at 25. I liked myself as a male. I think males start hitting adulthood at 30. I don't know about real people. You know, young people can be brilliant. They can have some really great ideas. They can also say some of the silliest things. But, you know, nonetheless.
You're not really established into your patterns and, like, you know, there's still lots of changing that can be done. And I think once you hit 25, you're pretty much who you're going to be.
I guess that has some validity to it.
Yeah.
Well, I want to go on with this story, but real quick, I want to tell you, I told you I was going to tell you how to get some bitcoins so that you can use purse.freetalklive.com to save 25% off of your purchases through Amazon. And I was just looking, our producer Darryl was just looking online. We were finding, they actually do have fresh meats on there, Omaha steaks and lobster and flounder and a variety of those things. So maybe just produce is the only thing you can't get that you need to live at Amazon. So you go to expresscoin.com, you can get bitcoins, Litecoin, Dogecoin. They make it fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. I've done a lot of business with them. They're a licensed money services business. You can get your cryptocurrencies with a money order or a check. You just start off at expresscoin.com. It doesn't matter whether you're in the U.S. or Canada. They have an app that you can use your smartphone to do it if that's what you want to do. You use coupon code FTL when you purchase up to $40 worth of your favorite cryptocurrency, and you'll get no fee at all. So you can do it weekly. Just send in, you know, less than $40, you know, to them, buy a money order, get your cryptocurrency, and you pay no fee at all. Expresscoin.com, coupon code FTL. And the story from Washington Post here about the situation with Zachary Hammon. The response to Hammon's death has been disappointingly muted in the Seneca, the South Carolina, and in South Carolina and nationally, said Bland, the family lawyer. He insists that there would be more focus on the case if Hammon had been black. I hadn't heard about this story. It's more than a week old. They're called civil rights organizations. They're not called black rights organizations, Bland said. The color of his skin should not matter. White-on-white crime does not get the same impact as white-on-black crime. But black activists are similarly asking why more people who countered the Black Lives Matter movement by saying all lives matter have been so silent on Hammon's death. I think this is a really great point that the author here, what's her name, Abby Phillips, makes. Zachary Hammon isn't going to... This is a tweet from Jamalia. Zachary Hammon isn't going to get the outrage he deserves because it would force folks to admit their consistent defense of police is wrong. So maybe the All Lives Matter is cover for Cops Lives Matter.
Right.
A cop killed a white... Another tweet here. Cop killed a white kid and the All Lives Matter people are silent. Lane Ricketts. That's Little Crickets. I don't know. Anyway, tweet. Where are all the white All Lives Matter people when it comes to Zachary Hammon? Y'all looking funny in the light, says Matthew Cherry. Zachary Hammon was gunned down, what seems much, like Sam Dubois was. Where are the violent cop defenders screaming All Lives Matter, says Mama Crimes. There are a number of unanswered questions that remain in the case, which is being investigated by a South Carolina Law Enforcement Division. Oh, well, I feel safer already. The spokesman for SLED, that's the South Carolina Law Enforcement Division, Tom Berry, said, confirmed that the dashboard video of the incident does exist and is part of the ongoing investigation. Berry said it has not yet been determined whether that video will be released. You don't need to know this information, citizen. Yes, you pay all the paychecks for these people, but you don't need to know this information. You can make informed decisions when you vote without having all the information. The whole issue of race is getting distorted, and what's getting lost is the real issue, which is excessive force, said Bland, the attorney. All people need to be outraged by this. All people need to be asking the hard questions. I can only imagine what this what this is like for the family. You know, over 10 grams of marijuana. That's
right. Ridiculous.
Yeah. Not much. And, yeah, I don't know. It's sad. Let's go to Straight Razor, calling in from Texas. Straight Razor, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Good evening, gentlemen. So I'm one of the All Lives Matters people.
Okay.
And I think one of the reasons that you aren't seeing all the outrage is because there's not a mass media frenzy over this. It didn't hit all of the airwaves. I didn't hear about it.
Okay. You hadn't heard about it at all right? Well, I don't think you can really be held responsible if you haven't heard about the story.
Exactly. So I think that's a ridiculous statement. However, I did see it on social media and looked at it, and it is that's the one with the video of him getting out of the car and being put on the ground and then being shot. Correct?
No, not this one. No, that is not the one. There's another one out there like that, and it another white guy from what I could tell.
Well, I've seen obviously with video. With the ability to get video improving, a lot of things are coming to light. And I think a big part of this is cops just procedurally are not prepared. They don't, like every day when I was a police officer, I thought about what am I going to do if somebody does this? And I would watch videos of, these things happening and say, okay, well, what would I have done differently in this situation? And the problem is if you aren't doing that, and if your department is not encouraging you to do that and pulling these videos up, then you're going to be unprepared, and you're going to revert straight back to, I need to pull a weapon and kill this person.
Yeah, one thing that I wonder about this is, it's hard for me not to come to the conclusion that there are some people in police departments, and I don't know what the number is, that think that it's, they want to use that gun. They want to know what that's like to have used that weapon. That people ask them all the time, have you ever had to kill anybody? And it makes them feel bad that they haven't. And, they should feel great, but they don't. And so they, they think about the situation where, well, if somebody pulls away, that's all I have to do is say that I was in fear for my life for getting run over, so I shot him. And, I think that this cop's going to be covered. You know, it's going to be a fleeing felon situation. They're going to be like, oh, yeah, the mirror in his car could have bumped this guy.
Yeah, well, that's the terrible thing. And like I said, even whenever they took one of the random activists out and said, well, you're going to do a police training, and then he had a revelation and all this stuff. Well, I'm watching that video, and I'm going, all they gave the guy was a gun. You talk about training for failure, training to kill someone. If your only option is the gun, guess what you're going to use when the time comes? You're going
to
use
the gun. But don't
they
get two years of a criminal justice degree to be a police officer?
That's all department dependent. So, like, for me, I was waived because I have military experience.
Your calls, your texts,
hold the line.
Your every movement. But only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket. A custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps
the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guy, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS80, Guns80.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. You can sign up for updates on Free Talk Live, get our email updates, find out the news of the show. This is what the cool kids are doing. Just go to news.freetalklive.com. We'll have to sign up there, and also links to our Facebook and Twitter. news.freetalklive.com. It's King Mark.
And Johnson. Lord Johnson.
We're going to go back to Straight Razor, who is a current law enforcement officer or former law enforcement officer, commenting on this story about Zach Hammond, who was shot in the back, allegedly driving away from a police stop, and he was unarmed. And it's just kind of bringing up some questions about the use of force and that sort of thing. Bring Straight Razor back here. Straight Razor, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. So
I asked you. Yeah, I wanted to bring us back. I asked you whether police officers. My experience is they all have to have like this 2-year criminal justice degree to be able to get their job. And you were saying that they need training to know when to use their weapons.
Well, here's the thing. They're training to use their weapons. They're not training to use everything else that's on the belt. So whenever you talk about training, every single state, every single city, every single department is different. So some departments require a bachelor's degree. Some do not. Some will waive the fact that you don't have a bachelor's for military experience.
Okay.
It's just dependent. Which would be fine if that were based on what the community wanted, but we got to remember it's not. It's based on whatever floozy is in control there. So take South Carolina, for instance, you can go become an armed security officer with the authority of arrest on your property and the firearm and everything else that the police have, and you only need to take a 72-hour course.
Okay.
As opposed to an officer in Texas where you need to go through the TCLOS program, which is going to take months and more training.
Right. If military experience is a prerequisite, all it means is you have to have, what, like an 80 IQ and be able to dodge bullets?
Well, it's, I think, minimum of 2 years in. But, yeah, I mean,
that doesn't mean anything.
But the military jobs can be a whole variety of different things. I mean, you know, having been a...
I'm just saying, having been in the military as a prerequisite for becoming a cop who's dealing with civilians is a bad thing. I mean, because the prerequisites for the military, I mean, they've been specifically lowering them to allow more stupid people to join up.
So they've raised them back up. That was an issue prior to the economic downturn.
But the ones that are in the past are the ones that are going to be coming back going, I could be a police officer.
Could be.
The other problem is I'm former police officer now because of my beliefs and because I wouldn't let those be compromised and just stay silent. I didn't want to do things that were wrong.
A victim of the thin blue line.
Of course. But the problem is by now I could have been one of those people instructing these classes, and I could have been putting the thoughts in the head, look, you need to think about things before you act. You need to use all options before you're using your firearm, those kinds of things. But I'm never going to get there. So who's teaching the class? The guy that says draw the gun first, because those are the guys that are going to stick around long enough because they will simply conform to the system.
Right. How did it happen? Why is it the United States? I mean, United States and Canada, right next door to each other, similar ethnic compositions. Canada shoots about, or the United States shoots about 2.5 times as many people per capita. I know Canada is about a tenth of the U.S. size. Why is it like that?
Well, we kind of realized that, you know, this is a, obviously in Canada they have stricter gun control laws. Now, I'm not advocating for that.
But that's relatively recent.
Are you sure you're a former cop? I heard that scanner in the background.
I am former. I'm working another job at the moment.
Is that like a security gig?
Yes. I maintain a part-time all the time because I knew that my employment is always at risk. So right. I just did that to make sure I could feed the family. So
good for you.
But all right, gentlemen, I'm actually going to have to run, but I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. Straight Razor. Calls in and often gives us sort of clues on the law enforcement thing.
I want to talk about this All Lives Matter thing because that was brought up here real quick.
Okay.
So, Mark, imagine that you're sitting down to dinner with your family, and while everyone else gets a serving of the meal, you don't get any. Now,
that's not really going to work for me at all.
So you might say, I should get my fair share, right? You know, it's your family, your dinner, you should get your fair share.
My rule is I get the biggest piece.
Sure, right? And so as a direct response to this, let's say you're the kid in the family at this time, right? Let's say you're the kid. So as a response to this, we could make this, Laura. So as a response, we'll say your wife says everyone should get their fair share.
Of course I don't know what everyone should get their fair share means. I don't really believe in the concept of fair.
But Laura does, right? So
I don't know.
Sometimes, right? So like your wife says everyone should get their fair share. That's her response. You're like, hey, I should get my share. Let's just say I should get my share, right?
Yeah, okay.
So now that answer, everyone should get their share, it's a wonderful sentiment, right? Indeed, everyone should. You know, if you're in the family, everyone should get their share of the meal, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that was your point in the first place, right? That you should be a part of everyone and that you should get your fair share also.
Yes.
However, that smart-ass comment just dismissed you and didn't solve the problem, and you still haven't gotten any food.
Well, you would say, yes, yes, that matters, and I'd like my food now.
Right. So, but that's, do you see the comparison here between Black Lives Matter and All Lives Matter?
I do, but we kind of have to, the difficulty is with the Black Lives Matter meme is sort of showing, because I'm of the opinion that there's an abuse of deadly force amongst law enforcement in this country, and I can show that we're talking, you know, you're talking about the U.S. Like I said, in the U.S., police officers shot as many people in March as in Great Britain they did in the 20th century.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big disparity going on. Those numbers are easy for people to grasp and grok. I'm looking at this these numbers here from Washington Post. They're saying that 25% of the unarmed of the people that were killed by police in the last year were black. Well, blacks are about 13% of the population. You're not talking about an incredible disparity as far as numbers go, especially when you consider that blacks are more likely to be, in lower income brackets. Lower income brackets are more likely to be involved in crime. Like these are difficulties.
Right.
I'm not saying that there isn't a systemic racist issue, but you've got to make that point. You can't just expect people to accept that point.
Right. I think it would be better. Actually, you know, I think the point that you're making is correct, and I think that the point that I was just making is also correct. So I think that what needs to be said is so that rather than going with the meme, all lives matter, which can be interpreted as being disrespectful to the people who are saying Black Lives Matter, right?
Sure.
Can be interpreted as saying like, oh, well, all lives matter. Your meme is dumb and your activism here is based on race and that's silly. I think what should the meme should be is that make it victims of police matter. Victims of police brutality matter. You know, their lives matter. Rather than saying all lives matter, you know, say police victims matter.
You gotta fit it on Twitter, and that's an issue.
I think that would still fit.
Just about police victims matter might be able to pull it off. I don't know. It's a contentious thing, and it seems like the media organizations are more likely to sort of lap up the racial disparity here as opposed to going after the people in power. This is this seems to be that firearms are being employed by police more often than they should.
Or here's a good short one for you. Cops' lies matter.
I don't think people can see it. It's funny. You see the difference between cop lives matter and cops' lies matter?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know if you can see. Hashtag whatever. the number's 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. I mean, where are the people defending the police right now? That's what I want to know.
Mm.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Visit checkbookira.com and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. Checkbookira.com. Checkbookira.com.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play in the political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com. That's R like rebel, R, the letter R. Ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com. That's ourflags.com. Go now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Final segment, 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Johnson.
Johnson, apparently the police have been going after some guy for using Waze.
Yeah.
Waze is an app. Explain what that is.
So we mentioned Reddit earlier, and this story actually comes from Reddit. Waze is a GPS app. Global positioning system allows you to do navigation while in your vehicle, driving from point to point. And what you can do with Waze, one of the great features, this is actually a Google-owned property, it allows you to report hazards and incidents and things on the roads, and one of those is the police. So if there's a speed trap, you can mark that speed trap as you're driving along, and let other drivers who are using the app be warned and know of a police location, you know, when you're driving along on the road. If you're using Waze, it will chime in and say, police, report it ahead, and let you know you should slow down.
Yep.
Or, you know, pay attention.
It's been useful for that for me.
Sure. So, found this story on Reddit. Well, this just happened minutes ago. I had to go get an MRI this morning, and on the way there, I pass a speed trap on the other side of the highway. I see this speed trap every morning, and I always use Waze on my drives, so I plug in a map chat, to warn people. So this, like, shows up as a little speech bubble on the map and tells people, hey, there's a speed trap ahead. I've done this on other days, and I figured I'll just do it again. I arrive at the MRI facility, and I get a notification from Waze that someone thanked me for the note. After the MRI, I take the same way home and pass the speed trap again. The speed limit is 55 in that area, and I'm only going about 52, so I'm good, right? Nope. Two motorcycle cops come rolling up behind me and pull me over. I turn off my Jeep and roll the window down and wait. One of them approaches and I say hello. He asks me for my license and says it's not nice to tattle on people. I say, sorry, I don't follow. And he says, oh, you didn't get my note on Waze? And I realized then that he was one of the one that thanked me for the warning. He used the app and saw me coming on the way back. Then he asks how long I've been in town, and I tell him I moved here about 3 months ago. He starts to tell me that I have to register my vehicle in state after 10 days, and then asks why my driver's license from Florida has a Texas address on it, and that it must be bad. I explain that I'm in the military and exempt from having to register my vehicle here, and that it is the same reason why my license has a Texas address, renewing while out of state. He walks back to his bike and calls it in. He finally walks back up and hands me back my license and says, "Stop reporting our speed trap. We can make your morning commute a lot more difficult every morning. Have a nice day."
So, yeah, they can.
They sure can. And so here's the thing about this. So, you know, one thing that made this, you know, evidently clear is this guy's license plate is his Waze handle.
Yep.
That would make it real easy to spot you and pull you over if your license plate is your Waze handle. I would
like
suggest,
the police are
don't do
monitoring
that.
Waze.
Right. Yeah.
They know that people are seeing them. I mean, it's useful for them.
Yeah. So I would suggest that if you're going to be, you know, reporting these things, maybe you shouldn't have your Waze handle as your, you know, vanity plate.
It seems
probably
like
a
terrible idea.
That's a very, very bad idea.
I mean, just generally you wouldn't want to do that.
No,
but maybe he wants to meet people or something.
I don't know. I mean, I can see having a screen name or something like that, but maybe you're
ready. You have to have a screen name.
You know, maybe you should change your Waze username to be something different. Anyway,
mine's Big Daddy Rano Schwan.
So he continues. He has a little bit of an update here. He says, "Damn, didn't expect a full inbox after work. I don't view this as harassment, people. I drive a rather recognizable vehicle, and I was the only one in that lane for a good distance, and I slowed down as I passed them. Habit from the Florida move over, slow down law. I got into a good distance past them when they pulled up, so people were questioning whether or not this guy's story was legitimate, you know, because Waze is about Waze's constant tracking, which is always, there's a big delay on the tracking.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, you know, I could have been on his map by then, who knows? So they were calling BS on his story because of the delay in the tracking, that there's no possible way the cops could have, you know, pulled him over. But if he was slowing down for a considerable distance, that's absolutely possible. Now, he says, I've been pulled over before from my out-of-state tags, and considering I only have a rear tag, sometimes cops have zeroed in on me for the two-state tags. When he walked up, he wasn't condescending or rude. It just seemed like he was blowing off a little steam. After he figured out that the whole military out-of-state thing, the driver's license address thing, he made a quick stab and let me go. I'm only going to say it was Denver PD, no reason to drag this out and bring it into the Supreme Court or anything. For those who don't understand Waze and the map chat thing, it shows up as a chat bubble. When you click on it, it shows who posted it. For all I know, the cop could have been stopping me for something else and then realized I was the one who posted that. I don't care. I just thought this FU was different because of the circumstances.
Yeah, it is very different.
Yep.
It's disturbing that the police are monitoring Waze and sort of trying to chill. I mean, this is definitely having a chilling effect on people using
sure.
this great app. This is the best app out there as far as it goes, as far as mapping, because not only does it take into consideration, you know, traffic patterns and those kind of things, and it does. It'll route you around, decide what the best route is for you.
Right.
But it also lets you know where there's a speed trap coming
up. Do you think that the cell phone safety laws, like the one we just recently acquired here in New Hampshire, have anything to do with this? Do you think, I mean, they claim that it's about safety, but the way the laws are written, you can't touch your phone while you're driving, is, it seems to me like it's written geared towards this sort of thing.
I don't know. It's a conspiracy theory, right?
Yeah, sure.
And maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I can tell you that, you know, like, basically you're going to have some kind of dash mount for your
right.
phone.
You can't use a GPS on your phone.
And it's illegal for you. You know, what's strange is that the GPS is allowed to be there, but you're not allowed to touch it
right.
While it's going, and even at a stoplight. You're not allowed to touch it, even at a stoplight.
Right.
So I would say that it's probably just a poorly written law, but it can be certainly used in the way you're talking about.
Right.
If it can, it will be.
And now these scumbag police are doing things like they're dressing up in construction uniforms or acting like homeless people to catch people who are touching their GPSs or texting on their phones or, you know, doing things at stoplights. So they're actually sitting there at traffic at stoplights in disguise to catch people, which is despicable.
Yeah, right. Like,
I'm homeless, man.
Are we really making the world better this way if somebody's using their cell phone at a stoplight? I mean, they're not going to be that much of a danger to on the road. They might be a little slow at taking off sometimes if they're into it, but a quick beep on the horn takes care of that, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I love Waze. I use it not usually in my commute back and forth to work or anything like that, but if I'm going someplace, that's the one I use. I've gotten rid of, you know, Google Maps or whatever.
And I'm sorry, you know, I use a combination. I use my phone while driving. I'm going to admit it right now. I do it, and I'm not going to stop. I'm going to continue with this whatever law, because I don't see it as any different than changing the dial on my radio. Like, because I use a combination of one touch button, because I have an iPhone, so I'm able to press the single button, which then launches a virtual assistant on my phone, which I can use to convert my speech into text, which then the phone can interpret as commands. So I can play music that way. I can navigate my GPS that way. I can do all sorts of things with a single button press on my phone. This law is stupid. You know, if I want to listen to music and I want to navigate somewhere, I should be able to touch my phone in order to do that. It's ridiculous.
There was a situation in Hawaii where there was a traffic jam. People are in, you know, bumper-to-bumper traffic just sitting there. And a police officer's going down, just walking around, gave out 67 tickets to people just using their phones in standstill traffic. I mean, is this what the legislators imagined? Because when the people who support this stuff is like, if it just, you'd feel differently if your you know, a family member was killed by somebody who was texting on a phone.
Did you hear about the lawmakers in Missouri?
Hmm?
Did you hear about the lawmakers in Missouri? This law was put on the books in Missouri, and they're like, what? I didn't. That's not what happened. Really?
They
had no idea because they didn't read the law, because these legislators don't care.
No,
they don't read the laws. They're jerks.
Well, that reminds me of the downsizedc.org is an organization that is trying to put through a bill through the U.S. House, but it should be through every one of these lawmaking organizations, is that the legislators have to sit through a reading of the bill.
Right.
Who are these people that are voting on stuff they don't even know what they're voting on? Well, I can tell you who they are. They're people that aren't going to have to follow the rules because the rules aren't enforced on politicians.
I really think
the same
that
way.
I think it should be an imprisonable punishment. If it's found out that a politician didn't read the bill, you go to jail.
Drive safe out there. There's road bandits trying to collect money for you. and be careful with those drinking games for the GOP debate. Don't wake up in the morning with a headache.
Don't go driving after that.
Free Talk Live.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them, and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need
need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.